The number of people in the unemployment line keeps shrinking.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. 34,000 fewer people filed for jobless claims last week. That puts the weekly jobless claims figure at its lowest level in 2 years, to a couple of months before Lehman Brothers collapsed. Economist Richard DeKayser from the Parthenon Group in Boston says, while the rest of the economy is slowly getting better, the unemployment rate has been lagging.
Jobs really have been the shoe everyone's waiting to drop. Profits this year are going to be up 28-30%. GDP even will be up somewhere close to 3%, but employment up less than 1%. Now, that's not altogether unusual. It's very characteristic when an economic expansion begins that people try and get as much as they possibly can out of their existing labor force before adding new hires. But we are at that point now where we ought to see employment picking up.
Economist Richard DeKayser in Boston. The Irish government today unveiled a bare-bones, scaled-back four-year budget that's going to knock back $20 billion using new taxes and spending cuts. Ireland is hoping to get a European and International Monetary Fund bailout to the tune of $115 billion. From Dublin, the BBC's Louise Williams reports.
The Dublin press conference was packed. The words "plan for recovery" and "securing Ireland's future" flashed on the screen behind Ireland's Prime Minister Brian Cowan.
I am hopeful for the future that this plan is another confidence-building measure, another signpost along the road towards national recovery.
The four-year plan includes a host of major cuts, radical reductions in public spending, a restructuring of tax brackets, higher university fees, and trimming the Irish minimum wage by more than a dollar. This massive restructuring of public spending is meant to reassure sceptical investors. Shares in one of the biggest banks, the Bank of Ireland, tumbled by a whopping 23% yesterday as investors expressed pessimism. They've fallen even further today. The tone of the four-year budget was all optimism. It even predicts that the Irish economy will grow this year. All eyes to the markets now to see which side they believe. In Dublin, I'm the BBC's Louise Williams for Marketplace.
Well, it looks like there's a good bit of optimism in the markets for now. Here at home, the S&P up about 1.25%. The Nasdaq nearly 2% higher right now. The Dow up 128 points at 11,165. European shares are higher at the moment as well, an average of about 1%. Asian markets closed mixed today. American consumer sentiment rose to the highest level in 5 months. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan survey showed people are a little more encouraged by the job outlook and early discounts from retailers, especially with the holidays coming up. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose in October, but inflation is flat. And we have one more economic indicator out today. Commerce also reports new home sales fell in October. The weakness in the housing market continues, and analysts blame the tumble on the end of a home buyer tax credit. Software maker SAP will have to pay Oracle $1.3 billion for stealing corporate secrets. A jury found that an SAP subsidiary had illegally downloaded millions of Oracle's files off the internet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com.
John Deere reported its earnings today. The company, which is the largest maker of farm equipment in the world, saw a profit of almost $500 million last quarter. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at why the farm equipment industry is seeing fields of gold.
2010 has been a very good year for farmers and a very good year for makers of farm equipment. Sales are up about 25% from a year ago. Commodities analyst Dan Montrenac says farmers are springing for new tractors because they're getting more money for their crops.
That is truly a perfect storm where you've got rising inflationary fears plus a good old-fashioned squeeze on supply and demand.
The supply and demand part is coming from China and India, which are getting wealthier and importing more food. The inflation part is coming from investors who are worried about the dollar losing value. Normally, they'd buy gold. But Montrenac says gold has gotten so expensive, those investors are moving to other commodities like food.
Right now, wheat is a better buy than gold, just as a store of value, because governments can't print more wheat either. They can't print more corn.
Investors may be hurt if food prices reverse, but makers of farm equipment could be safe as long as the global demand for food keeps growing. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Congress is set to return after the Thanksgiving holiday to decide what to do with the Bush-era tax cuts. President Obama wants those tax cuts permanent for families earning less than $250,000 a year, but he wants those taxes to rise for people making more. Republicans and some Democrats say the president's plan would hurt small business owners and damage job creation. But we ask the question, would it? Marketplace's David Gura reports.
A small business brings to mind a local company with a few workers, but plenty of them employ just one person.
It is just not right to say that what we're talking about here are small businesses.
Howard Gleckman is a fellow at the Tax Policy Center.
What we are talking about are people who report business income on their individual tax returns.
Gleckman says that way, an individual is taxed less. A car wash owner can do this, and so can a hedge fund manager.
It's hard to know who owns a mom-and-pop business versus who is a partner in a law firm.
Howard Gleckman says most small business owners wouldn't have to pay the government more money if the cuts expire. But a small percent, including some moms and pops making an average of $700,000 a year, would pay higher taxes.
They may employ a lot of people, and it is possible that they may employ some fewer people if they have to pay higher tax.
But no one knows for sure. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, a Russian bank hopes Hollywood film star Bruce Willis can help bring in the customers. The 55-year-old star of the Die Hard movies will be moonlighting as a spokesman for Trust Bank. Now, signs for the bank that feature Willis's face now hang all over Moscow with the new slogan, "Trust is just like me, but a bank." In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
On our series Economy 4.0, we've been looking at alternative ways of measuring success. Here's another one.
There's two lawyers in the next house. I think they're both lawyers. Lawyer across the street. You can swing a dead cat and find a lawyer in this neighborhood.
I'm Tess Vigeland, but you know what? Not all neighborhoods are created equal. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.